News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, it's almost 3 weeks since many hair salons shut their doors, and some isolators are turning to online tutorials to help tame their manes. Dylan Bradshaw, owner and creative director of Dylan Bradshaw Salon, is warning, though, at-home styling could spell disaster for amateur coiffers. Dylan, bad news for us to cut our own hair, yeah?
Morning, gents. How are you?
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Totally. I think I'm actually getting sent some funny images from friends and a few victims of housewives out there who have cut their husband's hair or vice versa. I've actually seen husbands trying to cut their wives' hair.
Oh, God. So that's very dangerous.
Yeah, all rules are out the window at the moment. There's a lot of worry out there for sure.
But like, you wouldn't have seen Kieran's hair at the moment. Like, it's shocking. Like, it really is bad. Like, he needs something at the moment. Are you saying that he should just leave it as it is, or like, what can you do in an emergency like that?
I think in fairness, men are different, because you know, like, you can make a train wreck and hopefully you'll be able to get it fixed next time you get a cut. But for women, you know, a 5 minute bad decision could, you know, bite them on the bum for the rest of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, it's one of those things, especially with colour. You know, colour is a serious issue at the moment. And, you know, a lot of women are contacting me going, they've bought box dyes for at home. I had a woman yesterday that contacted me. She put a home blonde colour on her hair, and she said she's the colours of Wexford's flag now. So she sent me the images, which is great, which is quite scary.
Oh,
she thought it would just come out like the colour on the box, that this beautiful blonde type thing. But she's got like, she's more bands now than Live Aid going on with the lift.
I say she's grateful for self-isolation. What about, like, I mean, you can get sort of tutorials online on how to cut hair. I mean, bad idea, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, you can get tutorials on how to do heart surgery as well. But, like,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that it's going to turn out the way you want it to. I mean, look, the thing is, if you're going to just take a little bit off the ends of your hair, if you're a mermaid with long hair and you want to get rid of the split ends, that's okay if you're taking an inch or two off, because at least you can get it straightened out when you get back to the professionals. What I would say to people is that, like, you know, we are on lockdown at the moment. I mean, choose this time really to kind of, if you think about it, like, you're not using your hair tools, your straighteners, your tongs, your hair dryer, all this sort of stuff. So the hair is getting a chance to detox. It's probably not the prettiest looking at the moment, but your hair is certainly going to improve because you're just giving your time to your hair to repair, if you like. Spend a little bit of time of just pulling out the, you know, like, your presses in your bathroom that have all these products in it that you all, a lot of women say that they've too many products at home that they never use. So now's the time to, I've pulled every press out of my house and redone it now at this stage poured out of my brain. So, I mean, I would find the right products for yourself, test and try them, use masks, use treatments. For color-wise, you can use, if you like, little treatments. So there's little things out there that you can buy online. There's a product called Fancyful. It's a really old-fashioned product. A lot of the older ladies out there will remember using it. It's a water rinse, but you can just, it'll cover the grey areas. You throw it in and it washes out over the next
can
wash.
Can Kieran use that one?
He can, of course. Yeah, yeah. After you've cut his hair, and then he can throw the Fancyful in, it'll be perfect.
Okay.
It'll be a haircut for radio for sure.
Yeah. Listen, just before you go, on a much more serious note, like, really difficult time for you guys. How are you managing it? Very, very difficult.
It's desperate. I mean, like, there's no other word for it. And I think the thing is, I'm listening to the show all morning. It's a bit like most of the nation. We're left sitting here wondering what to do and how we move forward. So we're in the dark just as much as most. I think the thing that's frustrating to me is, and I had a bit of a rant last week about it, is this lockdown business, yes, it's shown a huge improvement that people are locking down, but we can't take our foot off the gas. I mean, it's important that the country gets healthy, but it's also just as important that we get back to work and we actually start bringing in some money. Because at the end of the day, I'm a self-employed individual.
Sure.
I stopped getting a wage the day the salon closed. Like some people are getting, you know, support from the state. We don't get any support from the state. So
it's incredibly, it's going to be the real challenge. You know? I was just thinking that, Dylan, it's going to be the real challenge at how we get the balance right between going back to some kind of normality, making sure everybody stays safe and healthy, and at the same time not letting the economy die completely. That is going to be a really tricky balancing act.
Our issue is as well, people have to realise as well, we're in contact with people, and we're in contact in close proximity with each other. So even once this gets back, then you're going to have people who are paranoid or conscious or self-conscious about, is this virus, has it moved on, is it shut down, and so on and so forth. And I think that's probably one thing, as I suppose, looking out there, is that we're getting mixed messages from the government, from health officials, from whatever, because it's like we are controlling, but then we're hearing about that we're not getting enough testing done. And then I hear the minister saying yesterday, I know, but it's not really going to make much effect. Well, it does, in the sense that you can close down areas, or you can close down where you can concentrate and where, you know, where the virus is growing. Okay.
No. Look, it's good to hear these different views. To be fair to the government, there isn't a government in the world that is finding it easy to get their hands on test kits at the moment. And that is a real dilemma for the HSE and for the Department of Health. But look, you make very fair points. Dylan, great to talk to you. And thanks for the advice as well. Dylan Bradshaw there, owner and creative director of Dylan Bradshaw Salon.